Linda Varga is waiting for the prairie chickens to arrive.
This is something I wanted to do for a lot of years. One of the things I can cross off my list.
Linda and Joe Varga of Kellner sit with me and my 11-year-old son, Tommy, cramped together in a short, narrow wooden box in the middle of the Buena Vista grasslands. It's 5 a.m., pitch black with just a glimmer of light on the eastern horizon. It's hard to make out the prairie chickens, but you can already hear them. Linda sees the dark shadows of male birds on the booming ground.
You see them yet?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. You can see them jumping.
It's Linda's first time in the blind. For Joe Varga, it's a long-delayed return visit.
Gosh, that was probably 40 years ago.
You were in high school.
More birds arrive, all males.
How many of them do you see?
A bunch.
16.
70. The first rays of sunlight hit the cold prairie, shining bright orange on the rooster's puffed-out throat sacs.
The orange is awesome. Can you see the orange?
Yeah, you can see the orange.
Isn't that vibrant?
The male birds square off, strutting, jumping into the air, doing backward somersaults, marking their tiny territories, and slashing at their rivals.
Them spurs, like you're just like on a chicken, you know, you're trying to hit each other with them.
Trying to claim their little territory, waiting for the females to come.
I think there's two females out there.
How can you tell?
They have no color to them. They're just a kind of a brown.
More birds arrive, and soon there are 24 combative roosters prancing and preening for the attention of five seemingly disinterested hens.
Pretty good ratio, eh?
It is.
Yeah, them lucky women.
Joe spots a white band on one of the hen's legs, marking it as one of the birds imported from Minnesota late last year to boost the genetic diversity of the central Wisconsin flock.
I don't think our prairie chickens like the Minnesota prairie chickens.
That's kind of interesting, you know. Now they're putting in a different breed, you know, of bird. And that all, I think, adds to the strength of the birds here.
By 7:30, the chickens are gone. The hens leave one by one, and the frustrated roosters follow. But for Joe Varga, the memories remain.
The display of the feathers and the air sacked, you know, and their dance, their ritual, stomping and trying to protect a little area. I think that's so neat.
For Linda, it's neat that the birds are even here.
They were hunted almost to extinction, and farmland took away their homes, and it's pretty cool.
They're still here?
They're still here, doing their thing.
On Earth Day weekend in the Buena Vista grasslands, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.